56 degrees in downtown Denver. Good evening, Colorado. Happy November, Wednesday, November 1st, 2023. Stephen Tubbs, Jim Nichols at the controls, Lori Kelman in the newsroom. We begin hour number two on this, primarily our annual Veterans Day program. Of course, we do it either on November 11th or right around November 11th. But because this program ends day after tomorrow, I wanted to most certainly do this last hour. Glenn Stenson and Skip Johnson and Bill Miller, just a trio, a treasure trio, I guess. I mean, seriously, the patriotism in this studio was off the charts. And this is one of those, I know I've said this more recently than in a lot of times over the past 6 years, but if you missed last hour, and you do occasionally, or maybe every day, I don't know, but if you do occasionally listen to our podcasts, commercial break free, or you've never done that, if you missed last hour, I'm telling you, you don't want to miss it. So thank you to those gentlemen. Thank you to Heidi Johnson as well, another incredible patriot, Skip's wonderful wife, Air Force and the United States Navy. This is nothing. There was, by the way, no disrespect meant to the Space Force, the United States Marine Corps, or the United States Army. But with the scheduling and so forth, sometimes, and I've told you this over the years, I've gone on these journeys, these programs with Colorado World War II veterans specifically, and with all the love in the world, sometimes it's like herding cats. I mean, like herding cats. 303-696-1971, 303-696-1971. Text the studio via the free-to-download app. I'll have more on what I would love to do for you and your family via text especially, and that comes up in just a second. As mentioned, Jim puts up every hour commercial break free of our program, just a couple left. Commercial break free podcast can be accessed by, of course, the website or the free to download app. We're on social media at Tubbs Show, T-U-B-B-S Show, Facebook, Twitter. And, of course, we welcome our live stream global audience as well, listening via the app or the website. Podcasts, of course, wherever you get your podcasts. I did ask, and we've got a terrific guest coming up in just a moment, another on our Veterans Day program. An individual who has meant an incredible amount to me personally. And as the farewell tour continues, yet another guest that I want to bring on and thank publicly. We have most certainly talked with American military family over the years on this program. I've been on a journey with them to one of their incredible getaways where you want to talk about raw emotion. And, of course, the charity events for American military family. Debbie Quackenbush McElhaney will join us in just a moment. I want to lighten things up as we start the hour. We're going to get into a little bit of Ken Buck in just a moment because that was about the worst-kept political secret. If you just are joining us, haven't heard yet, from the 4th Congressional District in Colorado, Congressman Ken Buck will not seek another term as congressman. Many are you know, screaming from the mountaintops, hooray, hooray. I've got some real concerns as to how the GOP, how the state GOP, how Republicans go about this seat that will now be available. I think you should be concerned as well. But that's all the depressing stuff. Last segment, one of the segments last hour, I mentioned to Mr. Johnson, who was a Thunderbird pilot and did amazing things and was, you know, the top dog out at Buckley for the Colorado Air National Guard. And he just could not be more of a patriot, a friend, and an amazing human. But I did ask him, is it true that when Trulin Iyer, who's been on the program with us, when he took me up in 2007 or 2008, whenever it was, in that F-16, and I puked not once, twice, five times, about eight times, did Mr. Johnson laugh? And he said, yes. Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Jim. Apparently, Jim, you've laughed as well. This from back in the day, one of the most amazing experiences of my life.
All right, we're going to ground control here and get clearance. All right, you ready, Stephen? We're going to taxi out.
Roger that. I hear you, General.
Here we go, man.
Oh, yeah, it's all fun right now. Wow, we're going to take off really fast. This is out at Buckley.
We're now doing 100 miles an hour. There's 150. And there's about 170. Airborne, gear's coming up. You're now airborne in an F-16, my friends.
I love it!
All right. We're going to do a hard turn to the right here a little bit. Okay, now up we go, Stefan. Take a look outside. Look at the front range over there. Fox 01, airborne up, Buckley. 9 for...
Oh, this is incredible!
All right, got a long side down.
Jupiter, contact, maintain 16,000.
16,000, Fox 01.
Oh, my gosh.
There you go, my friend.
Unbelievable.
Okay, we're going to roll out here. All right, you want to try to fly for a minute?
Sure.
All right, man.
Yeah, it's all downhill from here.
You push down, push forward to go down, pull back to go up.
Whoa.
That's all right. Just new sensations, man.
Yeah.
And then you can roll right or roll left also.
I think I'll save the cockiness for the next flight.
Okay.
Wow.
All right, tell you what, Stefan, let me take the airplane. I got the airplane.
Roger that. You have the airplane.
All right. I'm going to descend us now. The easiest way to descend is to roll upside down and pull down. All right.
Wow.
Now we're going downhill towards the 11-mile reservoir.
Oh, yeah, then it just all went to hell in a handbasket. I think we ended up pulling Jim later on in that flight, which seemed like 17 days long. I think we ended up pulling like 8.2 Gs, which is basically, imagine your head, it's now 8.2 times more weight. I don't know how these men and women do it. I mean, they tried to show me the pucker thing where you kind of your butt cheeks go together and you try to squeeze your quad muscles. It was the experience of a lifetime, but there was no place I'd rather be than back on the ground. Oh, and then, you know, the smart ass is out at Buckley. You know, you go through your flight physical and all of that, and I was fine. They said, you know, for breakfast that morning, eat a banana. Many of you in the Air Force know exactly what I'm about to say. Eat a banana because it tastes the same going down as when it comes back up. And I can tell you right now, that is complete and utter bullshit. So, Jim, you saw that on YouTube, huh? You saw that on the YouTube.
I did.
Did you notice where after all the laughs and the giggles, and this is like 2007, 2008, I haven't seen this in years, but... there does come a time where I briefly pass out. Your head feels like it's about 400 pounds. And I go for the barf bag. And they did tell me before I even took off from Buckley, they said back in the day, don't worry. If you get sick, you get sick. It happens to the best of them. But if you do get sick and it gets in this cockpit, you'll be spending the rest of the afternoon cleaning it up. So...
Every drop
in the bag. But the worst, you know, I can do the ups and the downs. It was that Aerolon roll or whatever. I can't do that. I can't even get on a merry-go-round at a playground without getting sick. So
kind of reminds me of that movie Armageddon with Bruce Willis.
But it didn't remind me
of twist yet. We're gonna turn ya. We're going to make your guts fall out or whatever the quote was. Yeah.
In my own body, I was praying for Armageddon. Just to end it. Just to end it all. But on this Veterans Day program, what I was going to say about the texts is please feel free. I want to do this show for you and your family as well. Already getting texts in. Could you please give a shout out? For those members of your family or friends that are active duty right now, that they have served and they're now... part of our wonderful United States veteran community, or if they've served and they are no longer with us, please give me as detailed of information as you can, branch and rank and name, and obviously, you know, maybe if you can, years of service. But I'd love to give them a shout out because that is what we do on our annual Veterans Day program. You can do that by sending a text to the studio via the free to download app. I'm not going to play the whole thing like I did last hour. Some of you have already indicated, make it stop. I'm going to puke. You don't want to hear the 2.5 minutes of Ken Buck saying why he's not going to seek re-election, but just a couple of the highlights, if you will. There were some things said.
Our nation is on a collision course with reality, and a steadfast commitment to truth, even uncomfortable truths, is the only way forward.
I can only imagine the social media frenzy. I can only imagine if we had truly the hour to just talk about Ken Buck, which we are not. Many people probably called him a rhino.
These insidious narratives breed widespread cynicism and erode Americans' confidence in the rule of law. It is impossible for the Republican Party to confront our problems and offer a course correction for the future while being obsessively fixated on retribution and vengeance for contrived injustices of the past.
Again, about a 2.5 minute announcement from Colorado's 4th congressional representative, Congressman Ken Buck, announcing today he will not seek re-election.
The Republican Party of today, however, is ignoring self-evident truths about the rule of law and limited government in exchange for self-serving lies. I made the decision to leave Congress because tough votes are being replaced by social media status. It's time to stop feeding popular narratives and start addressing the long-term solutions.
And on my way out, many of you called me a rhino over the years. I couldn't care less. Didn't lose one wink of sleep over it. I still drank water and ate food. Loved on my family. I don't care what you call me, but I'm going to tell you right now, what Ken Buck said, in parts, the man was spot on. You may hate me already. You may think I'm no better. I'm just as bad as Ken Buck or Rhino. But some of the things that he said today were not incorrect. And I've said this now for the third time. I'll say this since the show began. The worst is yet to come in this state. And I hope I'm wrong, but I guarantee if I had this show, I could say I told you so about 6 to 8 months from now. You are going to see decent Colorado Republicans try to absolutely destroy, by hook or crook or by any means necessary, to destroy other decent Colorado Republicans. And it makes me sick what we're going to see. I hope I'm wrong. I bet you $1 million I'm not. Coming up at the bottom of the hour here, we will talk with our friend, House Minority Leader Mike Lynch, on this, our Veterans Day program, whether you call it Armistice Day or Remembrance Day or Veterans Day, 10 days early because our show ends on Friday. We'll talk with Mike Lynch about a bunch of things. First and foremost, I got to ask him about Ken Buck. What are his, Mike Lynch's political aspirations? I haven't even mentioned this week, but a committee, ding dong, CIS is gone again. Ding dong, it's dead. At least right now, they're not going to put ahead in the 24 legislative session another supervised injection site harm reduction bill, at least right now. I still think it's going to happen next year in some way, shape, or form. But the threat of a Governor Jared Polis veto, it died in committee earlier this week. That's great. We'll talk with Mike Lynch about that as well. Our next guest deserves a drum roll, not only on our Veterans Day program, but 300 flipping 65 days a year. Please welcome my longtime friend, Debbie Quackenbush McElhaney. She is the founder of American Military Family. You're not going to choke me up, friend. Good evening to you.
Hey, Stefan. You know, honest to God, I'm sitting here listening to your voice, and a million memories, all good, coming back to me. I can't tell you how I feel. I'm sure as many of your listeners who really know and love your heart, but I have had the privilege of watching it up close and personal firsthand. I love that you say what needs to be said. I love that you do what needs to be done, and we're going to miss you. Well, I know I'm going to miss you like no tomorrow. I can't thank you for everything you've done for my charity. I missed you the other night. You know that.
I know.
And, it's just not the same. It's just not the same because you just get it. Your spontaneity is something that's necessary. Your humor is important. And when you deal with veteran suicide, you sure as hell need somebody to uplift you. And you've done that many, many times for me and all the guys I work with. Mm. I'm going to miss you, man. I can't thank you enough for everything you've done. And I wish you nothing but continued success in every new endeavor you take on.
Well, I appreciate that more than you know. And I know for our listeners, it's been 2.5 months of I love you, man, and I love you, girl, and I love you, woman. And it's an opportunity that I will always cherish that this station's management allowed me to have this farewell tour that, you know, sadly will wrap up on Friday. But, you know, over the years, and friends listening, there is not There is not another Colorado resident. There's not another person that I have met in following and trying to champion and highlighting the good, the bad, the ugly of our veteran community. There's no one that is a bigger champion than Debbie. AmericanMilitaryFamily.org. You've wanted to quit at times. You've wanted to rip your hair out. You've wanted to sit and sob for three straight weeks because somebody that looked you in the eye and they told you they were fine, they end up taking their own life. But I know you've got a wonderful support system, especially in your husband, but what you have done for veterans, not just here, but your quick reaction force, where somebody is in trouble in the middle of Wisconsin and people around the country are getting on a plane and going to that veteran's door. I mean, friend, I hope you take this with all the love that I can. There are not many people like you, and you have made such a difference yourself.
I appreciate it so much. I tell you, I love what we do. It inspires them. It gives them hope. It gives them purpose, and it's working. We had an intervention the other day with 49 husbands and wives and veterans out there that needed to. It's American Military Family. Everybody serves, and it does make a difference. But through promotion and things that you've done and get that word out, it has spread in a wildfire way. And it's a wonderful experience. I'm just feel like I'm losing my right arm, man.
I'm still here. I'm not moving away to Florida. I will help you. You know this, not in this talk show capacity, but you know where my heart is, and I will help you as much as I possibly can. And I want you to bookmark it. I'll put it on our website. I'll share it on social media as I have for years. But this is the real deal. I get questions probably six to maybe a dozen a year, especially around the holidays and especially at the end of the year because people are looking for a tax deduction. And I understand that. I've done it myself. But people send in messages, Debbie, and they say, do you know of a military charity that is the real deal, that is spending, an incredible high percentage of every dollar that comes in back into the programs? Do you know that? And American Military Family has always been at the top of my list, AmericanMilitaryFamily.org. And, you gave me the opportunity, and you have many times, but on this very radio program, we did at least one day, if not two, but you let me into that circle, and we did a live broadcast from Alabama. And I mean, you are making a difference. You are making a difference.
As you are together, together we work together. It's beautiful. I wish you the best, Stefan. I'm going to reach out to you again. I'm going to invite you to the interventions just because of what you do, whether it goes on the radio or not. You make a difference in their lives and you give them hope. And it was beautiful. And as you know, Ben, was one of our own. We lost last year. And
Can I ask you a question about that? And you know what? Yeah. This is actually, you're going to be my therapist here because I have not talked about Ben Ruin.
Yeah.
Ben was a veteran that I think was on, good Lord, 15 to 30 minutes with me from Alabama. And I'm going to say this just to you. I mean, obviously to friends listening as well, but Ben's suicide pissed me off, and it's not about me.
Yeah, me too.
But you want to talk about a guy that had, I thought he had conquered his demons. And it just makes you want to work that much harder to try to save someone else, but you can't save, they've got to save themselves, Debbie.
100%. I would tell you, you have to survive their death. And his was the hardest I've ever had to survive. We've lost three of our own. He was on our team. He was platinum. He went from suicidal to successful.
Yep.
And then he got into huffing, and the rest is history. To lose him, knowing that I was so pissed off at him, you got to live with the debris. He was an incredible kid, and he deserved better. And yet you lose your own,
Yeah.
And you got to survive their death, and you got to stop the next one from being stupid, plain and simple.
One thing that I know we got to wrap up, but I just, one of the things that, I've seen you in action with American Military Family, again, AmericanMilitaryFamily.org. Mm-hmm. I've seen one of the biggest things where I'm like, oh my God, I respect this human being. Like, I can't respect this person anymore, is You are not at times. Here's a Twinkie. Here's, let me rub your back. Here's some flowers. I mean, what, how you, you know, and I know you do this and your Vietnam era brother, and, but I mean, I've seen the tough love and I've seen it be successful as well. That is not by accident.
It is not by accident. It is absolutely the moniker. You bring like-minded people into a room, good, bad, ugly, hideous. Somebody's better off than you. Somebody's worse off than you. Make your choice. You're going to be a victim. You're going to be a victor. It's your choice and it's your life. And we do the best we can. And we've had tremendous success. I'm grateful. And thank you for getting it. You always did. Thank you.
I love you, friend. Please give my best to your husband and AmericanMilitaryFamily.org. Until the next time, for, I don't know, maybe I'll start my own show. No, I'm kidding. I am done with radio, at least in the very foreseeable future, and I thank you for your support personally and certainly professionally. There is no better organization than American Military Family. Debbie, thank you.
I love you, Stefan. Thanks a million. Best of luck, buddy.
Thank you. AmericanMilitaryFamily.org. We'll take a timeout. Ah, screw it. I'm just going to say it. I try, and I've tried to do this program like I'm kind of having an out-of-body experience, like what I want to listen to that. Truly. And I know we have had some stinker shows. Notice I don't just say interviews, segments. I know there have been some stinker shows. Never have I done this show and not given 110%. However, that doesn't matter. It's what comes out of the speakers. So in this kind of farewell tour the last 2.5 months, I have tried to be cognizant of, if I were listening to a guy that I listen to occasionally or every day or whenever, would I want to hear this, I love you and all of that? And you know what? If you were in my position and you had this opportunity, I'm 99.9% sure you would do the same thing. And that's what I've tried to do, is have people on like Debbie or Bill or Glenn or Skip to say thank you. And another thank you is coming up right around the corner. House Minority Leader Mike Lynch, on this day where Ken Buck drops the bomber.
The Republican Party of today, however, is ignoring self-evident truths about the rule of law and limited government in exchange for self-serving lies. I made the decision to leave Congress because tough votes are being replaced by social media status. It's time to stop feeding popular narratives and start addressing the long-term solutions.
Ken Buck. Our Veterans Day program continues. We'll talk with a West Point grad. He is currently the House Minority Leader under the Golden Dome, Mike Lynch. That comes up next on 710. Midway through the 5 o'clock hour, our Veterans Day program continues. Mike Lynch. Mr. Lynch is the House Minority Leader on this Veterans Day program. Mike, it's always good to have you, and welcome to the farewell tour.
Hey, it's an honor to participate in the farewell tour.
I sure appreciate your friendship over the years, and most importantly, your leadership. We're going to talk about, obviously, if I didn't, it'd be stupid, the announcement today from Congressman Ken Buck. He's not seeking reelection. I want to talk about these so-called safe injection site. You guys had some action in a committee earlier this week. But first and foremost, your reaction to Congressman Buck announcing that that he's done.
Yeah, you know, Congressman Buck has done great things for this state, and I think he just came to a point where enough's enough, and I can relate to that. Fighting the battles that I fight every day, I can see where he's coming from. So I think he's doing the right thing, and he's preparing the way for some new blood.
Have you seen the statement officially released from him in, you know, he's obviously reading a teleprompter, and that's not a slam, but have you heard some of the things that he has said? Because he's not too kind to at least some fellow Republicans in this country.
You know, all honesty, Stephen, I've not looked at that.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah, it's just interesting to me. And some, I've even seen some conservatives say, you know, some of the points that Congressman Buck brings up, they are valid. But on the line with us as part of the farewell tour is House Minority Leader Mike Lynch. He's become a friend over the years, and it is his leadership that, you know, the one thing I love about you, Mike, is you're not a frilly kind of guy. You're not holding a press conference here just to get your name on the television and get your face out there. And this last legislative session, which was to me such a disaster because of the Democrats and their policies and because of the numbers you Republicans are against. I mean, I have never been more proud in parts of four decades to see what Colorado Republicans in the House and the Senate, but House specifically led by your leadership. I mean, you fought like hell, brother.
Thank you. You know, the big mantra is we've got to be the adults in the room, and Colorado still needs good people to bring good policy. And I got to tell you, I'm so proud of my group that did that. I mean, every one of my 19 members brought something to the table, and they also brought their heart and a fight every day. We never let up, not for 120 days.
Let me ask you about what happened earlier this week. This radio station, the people that are listening to us right now, they were on board with people like you and people like me, that the supervised injection site, these harm reduction centers, were bad news from the beginning. What happened earlier this week?
Right. So during the summer, we have what are called interim committees, and one of them is opioids and other substance abuse committee. I could have not been on that, but I appointed myself to it because it is an area that I am deeply passionate
right.
about. And sure enough, they were trying. And what would have happened is if a bill on injection sites would have come out of this committee, it has a much better chance of surviving in the general session. And we were able to battle that down. It shouldn't have got as far as it got, but we had one vote on the Senate side that said, oh, let's see what this can do. So it went up to the bitter end, but we were able to kill that in this committee. I don't think we're done, Stefan. I can't imagine that Representative Epps is not going to bring this. However, when you go and sue your party like she did, mm-hmm. I don't think a lot of her legislation is going to go too far.
Yeah. Let me ask you, I want to get into, and this is as part of the farewell tour, I want to thank you. This is an opportunity for me to thank people like you that have made our program better. You're also going to be in May of 2024. You were kind enough a few months ago when we were up in the Greeley area. You were kind enough to take part in our upcoming documentary film, Devastated, Colorado's Fentanyl Disaster. You mentioned it just a couple of seconds ago. This area, fentanyl and the opioid epidemic, they're really, really important to you. And here's the basic question is, how come?
You know, so many times in the legislature, they deal with fluffy little issues that have to do with money flying around and fixing little problems. This is an issue that is killing our citizens. I can't think of another issue that should have more importance. It's literally killing folks. I mean, you know, at the national level, you can sit on the Armed Services Committee and people are dying. But at the state level, this is as serious as it gets in my mind. And as somebody who served in the military, I take life and death very seriously. And people are not equipped to handle these issues. They would rather figure out how they can get an extra, you know, $1 million put aside for, you know, a library out in the middle of nowhere. Mm. And these are issues that require serious people to do serious actions. And that's why I'm passionate about it. I feel that it's a, you know, my calling with my background in the military to stand up and say, look, this is a battle. This is a real live battle. It's not, bullets aren't flying, but fentanyl is, and it's just as dangerous.
Yeah, and people are dying. We'll get into your military service in a moment. Our guest here on the farewell tour on this, our annual Veterans Day program, though 10 days early, because this show, final episode and program, of course, before we put this to bed forever, is coming up day after tomorrow. House Minority Leader Mike Lynch, he's become a friend. He's a terrific leader. The fact that what we talked about with you in our interview for our documentary film on fentanyl, you know, you had some crazy ass legislation over the last two sessions, the last couple of years, where, you know, there was a time you could have 4 grams, enough fentanyl to kill as many as 2,000 people. Was there a time, Mike, over the last couple of sessions, and maybe especially this most recent one, where you're looking around going, what are we doing here? What are we actually talking about? What are these people bringing forward?
Right. Well, it's a basic cause and effect relationship that people are not getting. You know, first of all, Colorado was first out of the chute to legalize marijuana. And that was kind of a, you know, an experiment, a pilot program. And then they said, well, we'll see how this goes. Well, we now see where it goes because that drifted into illicit drugs. Yeah. And you know, we're holding records in the nation for deaths. I mean, that is not a proud point for Colorado. And all of this under the guise of, hey, let's help these people. And in the meantime, they're not doing, you know, this legislation that you'll see this next session is all about helping people. How about we stop them getting it in the first place? How about we do as a state some of the things that Texas is doing and stop this at our borders? You know, it's not an issue if they can't get it. That's the part of the discussion that has been left out.
Amen.
It drives me crazy. I mean, they want to fix the problem after it's occurred when you really can do a lot as a state to fix it before it occurs.
Yes, sir. Let's talk about your military career. As I mentioned, today is our annual Veterans Day program. 1993 to 2001, United States Army, yes?
Yes. Yep.
And why you, yep, United States Army? And I know that you and I could probably talk for 3 hours. Obviously, we can't, but just encapsulate your service, sir.
Yeah. Well, 7 days after graduation, my parents said, if you want to go to college, that's great, but if we're not going to pay for it, so figure it out. So I figured out that the military, and this is what a lot of people do. A lot of people say, hey, in my case, I was in a town of 350 people. I know there's a bigger world out there. How can I go see it? And that was what kind of started me on my road. And then I was able to work my way up and end up going to West Point. And I'm proud to say, actually, my son is there right now, too. So
amen.
We were able to pass that on. You know, a spirit of service is really important in my family, and we've been able to pass it on. But I was in the infantry. I didn't, I wasn't in the AG or JAG Corps or anything. I was in the infantry stationed at 4th ID in Fort Carson, which is a great place to be stationed if you like to still ski and live a real life. Mm-hmm. And then quite frankly, I felt guilty about getting out, but I was in Clinton's army and we had no money. I think that they're probably going through this right now to a certain extent. Obama was horrible, but and it was, we were not prepared during the Clinton years as an infantry unit out of 4th ID to go to war, and that scared me. And also I said, this is not what I signed up for. Let's, you know, we were doing peacekeeping missions, and that was not, if I wanted to be in the Peace Corps, I would have joined the Peace Corps. So ended up getting out. And then my return to service through elected office is kind of me living out the rest of my career that I felt like I left short. So
House Minority Leader Mike Lynch, a friend of this program, a friend to this state, especially if you have conservative values, take me through, just give me a little snapshot. You kind of, and you know, I love you, but I mean, you went to West Point, man. Give me the opportunity to tell everybody else through your words, and I want to hear you. When you first found out you were accepted, what was that like?
Oh my gosh. Well, keep in mind, I had been denied 3 times before I got in.
Wow.
So I was one of the guys that kept on coming back. It was the conclusion of a goal that I really never thought I could achieve. And I'm not kidding. I'm like, these are super smart people that maybe I would have the opportunity. And then once I got there, then the issue was, oh my gosh, how am I going to ever graduate? But it was, it was just overwhelming to walk in the same ground that such great leaders,
right,
in this country have walked on. Was just very humbling. Still is. When I go back to visit my son, I'm still worried they're going to kick me out when I go back.
I wonder, if you take more pride in you after, you know, your perseverance pays off. You know, it sounds like 4th time perhaps was the charm. And I wonder if you take more pride in that or the fact that your son is now on that hallowed ground, if you will, in West Point. I mean, that's a tough one.
Well, you're right. It is a tough one, but I defer to my son.
Yeah, I figured you would.
He will do it right. I was very cautious to not push him towards that goal. And it's a natural place for him. It wasn't for me. I mean, he was looking forward to the academic year and tested out of all the math. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, don't say the word math.
See, I couldn't do the math. That's why I stuck with radio for nearly 34 years. Our guest, Mike Lynch, in just the last few minutes, you know what I think of you. You know that I'm so happy that our paths have crossed. I'm proud of your leadership that you've shown. I do want to kind of wrap up with a little bit of personal. you know, when we interviewed you, I had heard your background of the Foundry and Loveland and what you do. And I always had heard, you know, this guy can make a pretty mean belt buckle. Talk about that portion of your life.
Yeah, well, so I purchased the business from my dad, which basically means I paid for my dad's retirement. He had started this. I hate the concept that I was given a business drives me crazy because I had to work for everything.
Right.
No, it's really neat. We still manufacture stuff. I take raw metal and melt it and form it into something that somebody wants. And it's really cool. I mean, it is so much fun. At the end of the day, unlike being a legislator, at the end of the day, I can look at what's on the shipping table and go, my goodness, we made that.
That's
awesome.
We
made that from nothing. So
somebody put a little bug in my ear. You even do challenge coins?
You bet. Yeah, yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Man.
I got to tell you, you probably don't have time for this.
No, go for it.
When COVID came along, we were in danger of shutting down. And so what I did is I made appreciation coins for those working in the healthcare industry.
Smart.
And for our law enforcement.
Very smart.
And it got picked up by Fox 31, and it was like the Jerry Lewis telethon. And all it did was paid my employees. We didn't make any money.
Hmm.
It paid my employees through that tough little
patch. But you made
patch.
It. You made
we
it.
We made it. That's
awesome. Listen, you know, I got to start. I got to end where we started. You're a terrific leader. You're well spoken. You look great on camera. You have to me, the right political heart. And where you are, you got a vacancy coming up in Colorado's House District 4. What are your thoughts?
Well, stay tuned on that. Stay tuned on that, Stefan. I don't do anything without consulting with God or my wife. Those sort of things come from a higher place. Mm. But you're right. If there's an opportunity to continue to make differences for Colorado, I'm going to step up.
What you're saying, Lynch, is there's a chance. I don't want to put baby in a corner, but I think you'd make an excellent candidate. Listen, I want to say on behalf of our listeners and this program and our station, thank you for the leadership over the years. Thank you for the friendship. And we will most certainly stay in touch. And once again, back to the documentary film, you know, you'll be at the premiere. We're going to have one in Northern Colorado, so you don't have to drive all the way down to Denver and Decay. But as you said earlier in this interview, the fentanyl issue, quote, this is an issue that is killing our citizens, close quote. And that is why I'm so pleased and appreciative that you're actually in it. Sir, thank you for what you've done for me personally and for all of us here in Colorado.
Well, and thank you, Stefan. You will be missed. Our voices are getting muted, even at the State House. We can't afford to lose anymore. So you are going to be sorely missed. And thank you for your service to our state.
Bye, Mike.
Like sands through the hourglass, so are the days of our lives.
No! Jim, I don't want to leave. Hey, Jim, I know we got to go to the break. Lori standing by. Traffic, weather, news. If I called you like on Monday... if I called you up... Hey, Jim. Let's do one more. Oh, I'm sorry. There's no room at the inn because Live and Local goes away. I may get myself in trouble between now and 7 o'clock on Friday because I don't think you should be losing Live and Local. And that's all I will say. Oh, stand by. Being told management is on line one.
Oh, why don't you go shove it, boy? Why don't you shove it?
This is 710. 52 minutes after 5 o'clock. Thank you, DJ Jim. One more hour of today's program on our annual Veterans Day program. And don't let me down. Do not let me down. I've done so much for you. I'm kidding. Don't let me down, though. Let me champion and honor the veteran in your life, whether they're active duty or they have been gone for 30 years. This is our annual Veterans Day program, and the easiest is text. You can certainly next hour call in as well, 303-696-1971. Thank you to one of our greatest texters. He's on the Text Hall of Fame list, or I guess the texter Mount Rushmore. That would be our friend Steve in Littleton. Steve writes in, I'd like to honor my dad, Lieutenant M.J. Seimer, United States Navy, World War II, PBY Catalina pilot, Distinguished Flying Cross. Also, my father-in-law, Tech Sergeant J.W. Mather, United States Army, World War II, Manhattan Project. A salute. Thank you. Thank you, Steve. Oh, did I mention I want to champion them? But you can't give me 17 paragraphs. No disrespect. Nobody wants to hear me read a lot. And then I feel like I'm shortchanging you. From two of my favorites. Mountain Grandma, Mountain Grandpa. Damn it, I'm going to miss you too. They're on the Texter Mount Rushmore. My father was Paul D. Richland, Navy, Korea. Chief electrician's mate on board the aircraft carrier Kearsarge. Later, he served his community as a volunteer fireman, even as a chief and on that department's board of directors. He joined his Golden Post VFW and was voted post commander. His fellow members helped him earn the honor of serving as All-American Post Commander for the state of Colorado. He and his fellow post members and one Griff Ruby Griffin co-founded the All-Veterans Honor Guard. Bless them. To provide final burial honors to our veterans in our state, he passed away April 2010. On Mountain Grandpa's side of the family, Mr. Howard Carr also served in the Navy as an electrician's mate on board a ship in Korea. He, too, served his community as a volunteer fireman. Two of his older brothers served as ground pounders in World War II, one of whom is buried in Normandy, having been part of the D-Day invasion. Thank you for your support of our heroes, who would not and do not name themselves so, but without whom we would surely not be a land or people of so many riches and true freedom. Lori and Terry, you will forever be Mountain Grandma and Grandpa. I will miss you and your text to the studio. You've never told me to go F myself. And if you have, you've never texted that. Coming up next hour, send the texts in. Here's a reminder for you. This program, and it includes commercials, we only have about 7 hours left together. If you have listened to this station for a long time, if you just found me like 20 minutes ago or 3 minutes ago, you can text the studio. And on a day like today, our annual Veterans Day program, this is where I want to champion members of your family. With respect, please, for the love of Pete, please know I mean with respect, but just, you can't send me 17 pages because there's just not time for that. But I want to highlight. And how about Ken Buck today?
The Republican Party of today, however, is ignoring self-evident truths about the rule of law and limited government in exchange for self-serving lies. I made the decision to leave Congress because tough votes are being replaced by social media status. It's time to stop feeding popular narratives and start addressing the long-term solutions. Our nation is on a collision course with reality, and a steadfast commitment to truth, even uncomfortable truths, is the only way forward.
Now, some of you may want to basically scream at the radio, call me, or send me a text, basically saying this.
Oh, why don't you go shove it, boy? Why don't you shove it?
But as we open up our final hour together on this, our Veterans Day program, I want to talk about Ken Buck because I have a grave, grave fear for this state, not only CD4, but what Republicans are almost assuredly going to do to other Republicans. We'll have that next. Stay with us.